It was terrifying, but at the time it was really quick. It happened so fast, it was unbelievable.
Police forensic teams have been making searches of the industrial estate in Bazich for clues as to how this blaze could have started.
We were actually trapped up there only by chance that one of our bigger engineers managed to literally rip the door off the hinges for us to be able to escape.
Tilken Avenue Industrial Estate has returned to business since the fatal fire of October the 30th. The last time BBC Radio Stoke broadcast from this site, it was cordoned off for public safety. Waiting anxiously outside were employees of the neighbouring businesses, traumatised by what they'd seen and concerned in a professional capacity about the impact the disaster would have on trade. 12 weeks on from the tragedy, how are businesses here in Bazich coping?
River Canal Rescue, I'll be speaking, how can I help?
Stephanie Horton from River Canal Rescue.
The last time we met, it was the morning after the fire. You were probably still in shock, I imagine.
Yes, definitely. I think shock and tiredness. I think I'd only got about 3 hours sleep because I was up at 5 o'clock in the morning emailing various different parties asking to get our telephone systems online for our normal day-to-day operations.
Because your business is a canal rescue, so your clients, your customers, aren't people that can wait for a couple of weeks. There's an urgency to what you do, isn't there?
The show had to go on. It wasn't a case of we had any option. We've got customers out there that needed us to provide the services.
And how difficult was it in those first few days to try and begin to function again? Because you'd lost stock, you'd lost your building.
We're lucky in the fact that it is our quiet period, so winter is the low season. So if it had been midsummer, I don't know how we would have coped. Back in 2002, we decided to build a database to host everything so we would move away from paper systems. And that's really what's got us through this, is the fact that all of our memberships, all of our details, call-outs, that was all secure and safe. All we needed to do that morning really was to buy new laptops, new computers, new telephones.
80% of SMEs, that's a small and medium enterprise such as yourself, just don't survive, just don't come back to business after a fire like that. Does that figure surprise you?
No, actually, I can 100% understand how difficult it is. Even now, 3 months on, you'll still find everyone in the office going, oh yeah, we've got that. Oh no, we haven't, we lost it. And that does put extra pressure on us.
And you're now based in a residential property somewhere else in Stafford, aren't you, while the building that was home to the business is no more.
We did look for temporary accommodation, but the cost and the time that we would take to set us up, it seemed like a pointless exercise. Luckily, the landlord has decided to rebuild with a name to be up and running for sort of late April, early May. The quicker we can get in there before our main season starts, the better. Our telephone systems are not able to cope with the sort of volumes that we usually get in our peak seasons.
Because to set the scene, you're in a terraced house essentially, using what would be probably the living room and the dining room of this property as offices with your staff on mobile phones and laptops.
That's correct. Even the bedrooms are in use for the accounts and for my offices.
What do you think it is about your business that has made you the 20%, the one in five that do survive after a fire that serious?
I think it comes down to taking that option a long time ago to build the database and move away from a paper system. If we had lost our membership database in that fire, I don't think that we'd have been able to recover, because there'd have been no way to trace back and locate all of those details. It's the hub that runs the business, and that was secure, and I think that's really why we are in that 20%.